Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. I'm so sad about the Super Eagles losing yesterday. I'm watching replays right now as I'm talking to you, and I'm just remembering the sadness that I felt yesterday. Good job to the boys for making it to the round of 16 and for winning all three group matches. This is only the second time that we've won all our group matches in the three-match era, I believe. The last time was also under Coach Eguavoen back in 2006. So well done to Coach Eguavoen. Let's remember that he only took this job a couple of weeks before the AFCON, after Gernot Rohr was sacked. It's never easy to lead a team into a tournament at short notice without any friendly matches. So I'm really proud of their showing. And I'm hoping that they recover and get ready to beat Ghana during the qualifiers for the World Cup. First hard fact of the day, 493 new COVID confirmations over the weekend. COVID cases over the weekend nationwide. 149 cases in Lagos. It's a big drop from last weekend, which brings me to our second hard fact of the day. The fourth wave looks like it's over here in Lagos. Health Commissioner Akin Abayomi confirmed it, but COVID is still out there. So let's remain vigilant. Let's limit our movements if we can. And keep wearing your mask. If you're watching our live stream right now on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, or YouTube, Nigeria Info FM, you're seeing Sandra, my intern. She's wearing her mask while seated beside me. So copy Sandra, okay? Do what she does. Look at her. Do what she does and wear your masks too. And of course, wash your hands and sanitize as often as you can. Oh, God, I'm looking at my TV and I'm watching what's his name, Iwobi, walk off the pitch, and I'm watching. Oh man, a tough break on that goal yesterday, my guy Okoye. Nigerians, come on, when we lose, the last thing you want to do is to go and be insulting the goalkeeper on Instagram. You know, I didn't go to check, but I saw screenshots of the nasty things that people were saying to the goalkeeper. And come on now, there's jokes and then there's like just being vile. Come on. That was tough yesterday. It was also tough with that red card. Tough break there. But we'll get them next time. I have a great show for you. We'll start with an extended... Actually, it's not extended. We'll end at 4 because from 4 we've got ads. So today on the big weekend, let's talk about a businessman accused of torturing his apprentice to death over 1,000 naira. Then let's talk about gang clashes on Lagos Island. And then let's talk about the 10 naira excise duty on carbonated drinks. Then we will wrap up by talking about a new clause in the Electoral Act Amendment Bill. Now, there's no Madam Landlord today. Immediately after our big weekend today, the sports gang is kicking me out to bring you more AFCON round of 16 action. As usual, we'll bring you the latest updates, just for 4 p.m. today, because from 5 there's sports on the station going on. But let's get right into the big weekend, shall we? Like I said, if you just tuned in, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. The big weekend. How can we protect apprentices and minors from abuse? How can we protect apprentices and minors from abuse? And what is behind all the gang violence in Lagos, City of Excellence? Don't be so now. Will the 10 naira tax on fizzy drinks increase government revenue? Will it reduce obesity? Will it do both? Will it do neither? And should aspirants be the only ones able to challenge a candidate's credentials in court? It was a big weekend, Lagos. Let's talk about it. Our first shocking story of the weekend happened here in Lagos, in the Ogba area. Sunday, an 11-year-old boy is dead. Before his death, he was working in a gas shop in the area as an apprentice along with two other boys. On Thursday, he was in charge of sales at the shop, but by the end of the day, there was a shortfall of 1,000 naira, which he couldn't account for. He said a customer was owing him. But when the other apprentices went with him to ask the customer, it turned out the person had actually paid in full. So now everyone in the shop suspected Sunday of stealing or losing the money. And that's how the shopkeeper, one Stanley, known as Aloy Omojesu, decided to beat the truth out of him. The other two apprentices told the Punch that on Sunday night, Stanley allegedly flogged Sunday with a wire for hours. They said that when his cries got too much for them to bear, they left the house and they stayed in the backyard while their oga kept flogging the boy until 1 a.m. At that point, they went back in and they saw the 11-year-old boy lying motionless. But they thought he was just asleep. Allegedly, at that same 1 a.m., their oga told them to bring 1 million naira in cash that he kept in the house and follow him to the shop. When they got to the shop, he left one of them there, abandoned the second one on the road somewhere, and sped off on his motorcycle. That's when they realized that something was wrong. They got back home. They found Sunday was dead. Stanley is still on the run. 11 years old. We've been talking about Sylvester Romoni and Don Davis and all the other little children getting killed and tortured and abused in schools. Now we're also seeing kids in apprenticeship getting killed. So as a society, we are failing when it comes to child protection on a massive scale. It's happening in highbrow schools. It's happening in roadside apprenticeships. So the question is, why is it happening? What is it about our culture and the way society works that one, makes people so willing to brutalize children, and two, lets them get away with it? 0700-993-993-993. That's our number for men. For women, 01465-7190. Then let's talk about apprenticeship itself. Should children be in these apprenticeships? I mean, we've talked here on Hard Facts about how difficult these apprenticeships can be and what these boys go through. Also, it means that they are out of school. They're not even learning the basics of literacy. But on the other hand, you have those who say that these kids are learning a business skill that will let them create employment for themselves and for other people for the rest of their lives, and that there's really no alternative for most of them. So these are the two schools of thoughts. How do you see it? Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. You can also share your thoughts with us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Why is it that, what is it about our culture and the way that society works that makes people so willing to brutalize children and allows them get away with it? You can share your thoughts with us via Facebook as well. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Hello, thanks for calling.
Sandra.
What's your name, sir?
Good afternoon, my sister.
Good afternoon,
sir. Kekime.
Odema. Kekime.
Yeah, you have been a Christian Ogozeluwa.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, by the special grace of God, I have four boys who are under my payroll, who work for me in my place of work.
Okay.
I treat them the way I treat my own children.
Okay.
I don't bastardize them. I don't abuse them. Because I know they are beneficial to me. But whenever they add, I bring out the carrot and the stick on them to a certain extent, to a certain level. I'm from other state. And you know the way the Igbo streets we are. Let me say one boy. Hello?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
You know the way the boys treat their one boys. But those ones are not my one boys. Those are the ones I say. Only one of them is learning work from me free. But the other ones, I pay them. So I treat them equally. I don't treat them as if they don't have mother or father. And most of them live from, they come to my place of work and go back to their parents' place. They don't stay with me. But there's one thing I noticed,
okay,
especially among our neighboring West African brothers, country like Togo and Benin. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening. Hmm?
These are the people who use small children. Let me just say, small children who are supposed to be in school for child labor. You see all these little children as old as 9, 10, 11, doing tiling work. They are searching the water. They are carrying the ties. They don't even bath. Do you know what they eat? In the morning, these children will just mix gari, ordinary gari, and that will be their breakfast, their lunch, and their dinner. I just get angry. I don't know why such thing is happening. Government needs to look into it seriously. Government needs to look into it seriously. In Nigeria here, and our southwestern brothers are copying the same thing. Our southwestern brothers are equally copying the same thing. It's most unfortunate. Enjoy your day.
Thank you very much for calling. Enjoy yours as well. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Yes, this is Chinoye.
Chinoye, welcome.
Sandra, I think this matter now we just talk. I just feel bad now. So now, the man don't run, Nadi.
He don't run, no.
Okay, I want to tell you one way to say, I they wait for the woman now.
Okay.
I never see him.
Okay.
This today, I say, make I go buy something. Now, I see one fine lady, they talk to one mama. They hear me.
Mm-hmm.
They talk to the mama.
Mm-hmm.
Mama, I know they, but that's the way they talk. So later, I can't see one of my customers, but they buy OG for my hand.
Okay.
They vibrate. Woman and Tamara. So, not the Tamara people, they know before they go talk to their heart.
Okay.
You get me?
Okay.
I can't go meet the customer and say, what can happen? What can my friend call me say, one woman for their compound travel.
Hmm.
So the Pekin, the two children, he can't make the children go stay with their own sister.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to call. I think one go stay with their own sister. I don't know the girl can go see 15 era for that in mama's sister's hand.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this mama's sister naked this girl, begin flog this girl. I don't know the time when begin the flog this girl, according to the mama.
Okay.
So the mama can't stay in the house to sleep, but now 12 midnight. Now she can't knock. When she called the year knock. Go. Mama opened the door. Mama said, what's happened? Now the girl run and say, Mama's sister, the bitch. They hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Now be that mama's sister will come, they slow mama talk. I go say, where's the mama's sister? I said, now one woman with it. I said, that woman wants to sleep for a year. I say, I said, this man, they're loco. If you say, I catch him, they just slap her for Juma. He beat somebody, naked somebody because of 15 naira, your own sister picking. Okay, what if God forbid now the sister know that the sister died? That means he go kill him because of 15 naira. And they wait for now, they for shop now, sit down for outside, they wait for now before you bring this topic now.
Ah, now Alexandra. Well, please don't beat somebody, you no beat person, I beg.
No, no go there, but I just won't give her the sister.
No, no slap anybody. Slap.
Just
talk to Ram. No beat anybody. If you go report for police if you want, but no
okay,
beat.
Okay, you know the funniest part. She said they come back, won't come bring police, come we go come carry you. Mama with the kid
on your hand. So when police come, follow them, say no. So she they abuse the Pekin. No slap her.
Okay.
Because when you slap her, now on assault. Anything. Don't do anything.
Okay. Okay, your mother, they hear my menton. They say that menton. My menton.
She know, bye bye. Bye bye. 99.3. Hello.
His Excellency President Sandra Ezekwesili.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
My name is Azubike. I'm coming from Radio Shodi.
Welcome, Azubike.
Okay, thank you. Coming to this a junior apprentice with their masters.
Mm.
It's something that government should look into by checkmating all those shops and markets that anybody that is under 18 that is doing those general apprentice services, the others should get arrested. For those of children supposed to be in the school, they're not supposed to be in that kind of place. Are you getting me?
Okay.
And I believe that government have provided a school education for every student in Nigeria to go to the school. Abby?
Okay.
So I don't see any reason why under 18, or below 18 should not go on doing apprentice.
But you know that some people say that that some children can't go to school, they can't learn, they have an inability to pass exams. So it's better to give them skills that they will use later in life than to keep them in school where they'll just be failing. What do you think about that?
Okay, now, coming about this thing that I just sent to me now, in that junior apprentice of 18, now, if he did not go to school, can he be able to write those things that your master may tell you to go and buy in the market?
Good point.
He cannot. Mm. So the most important thing is all about education. So let government enforce people to recruit their children in the school rather than sending people under 18 to be a junior apprentice to somebody.
Mm.
That is where all these challenges is coming out from, due to the poor background of that child is coming from.
Mm.
So let the government make it, let it be mandatory that they should be checking every shop. Any child that is below under 18, that child should be sent back to his parent, and that person that brought that person should face the root of the law.
Okay.
So that's the only way we're going to stop all this child abuse issue.
Thank you very much for calling us, Azubike. We appreciate it. Let's move on to our second story, but you can still talk about the first. Our first story is a shocking story that happened over the weekend here in Lagos. 11-year-old boy beat to death by his oga. He was an apprentice at a gas shop. Now, once again, we had gang clashes here in Lagos this weekend. This time, it was in Idumota and Okaring. For hours, gangsters were shooting at each other on the streets. They were throwing bottles. They were generally causing mayhem. The police eventually deployed extra officers to the area and things calmed down. The police command also said that they've made some arrests and that they are investigating the situation. Like I implied, this is something that's been an ongoing situation here in Lagos, at least ever since I moved here and I started giving you hard facts. Every so often, you hear of these clashes. You have them in Aja, you have them in Ikorodu, you have them in Ekate. We've also talked about the increased gang activity along Freedom Way and into Admiralty, with robberies and one chance happening there. Remember that things got so bad at some point that Governor Sanwo-Olu told us last year to keep our windows wound up in traffic and not to be on the phone when we're walking on the road. Now, before I became a Lagosian, I lived in Port Harcourt, and I lived in Port Harcourt for a long time. And whenever people here in Lagos talk about Port Harcourt, they talk about how unsafe it is and how there are cultists everywhere. But you know the funny thing? When I was covering news in Port Harcourt, we were not seeing this frequency of gang clashes. Things did not get so bad that the governor had to tell people to wind up. So clearly, there's a serious situation here in Lagos that still needs to be addressed. And that's why today I'm asking, why is gang activity so widespread, so open here in Lagos? Why are gangs able to overrun a neighborhood, fight in the open for hours? Why is it so frequent? And what needs to be done differently to tackle it? If you're a woman, call us on 01465-7190. If you're a man, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Share your thoughts on Facebook as well, Nigeria Info 99.3. There's WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Good afternoon, President Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Adams.
Adams, good to have you on the show.
Yeah, what you just said now was just happened yesterday in my area, I didn't let to fight.
Okay.
The fight with someone got down yesterday, they used to stab me on the neck.
Oh.
And couldn't make it.
Oh.
It was this same street fight. It's been a long that I've been fighting. A lot of people have been dying in that my area.
Oh.
Just besides. So I don't know what the local government is trying to do. Nothing. A lot of people, you know, the people that do start along the road, couldn't open their shop. So it's been a long, long, long thing happening in Ajibule. I believe the Lagos State government should kind of look into it and let the people stay around to get peace.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello. Thanks for calling.
Sandra.
Sir, what's your name?
Mr. Frank from Odalaba.
Welcome to the show.
The Vice President of ASFAS. Yes. Sandra, this man will not run. He will not run.
Who?
If that man that killed that boy.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. If you have the link of these people that owns that boy, The boy must come back. The child, if a child offends you of something like that, you don't beat that boy that time or anybody that time because of the pressure. If you want to beat somebody, just a little. To correct that person for what he did. When you see that somebody is feeding up, leave that person alone. That this one now feel that he's running. If the boy is still, if I have not buried the boy, let him cross the boy's leg. Before the next 24 hours, he will come back. No matter wherever he is now. Who's trying to run? He cannot run. If you have the link, let him just do it now before the man will go far. Even if he goes far, he will come back. Then I'm going here now, pure. Because I don't know the reason. 1,000. 1,000 naira.
That's right.
He has 1 million naira.
Yeah.
That he took away.
Yeah.
No. You're up wrong way again, man. He doesn't. It doesn't mean he doesn't. He's not married. He doesn't have children. It is now under place. Why can't he. Does it mean that he cannot bring that 1,000 naira? Take leave the boy. He's the one to kill, and he knows the consequences. That is why he run away. He cannot run. Let them just do this immediately. He will come back. For people calling government, there's nothing much the government can do. If only assuming we are in an organized country, we give free education for all this nursery and primary or secondary education, free education. Because the country is hard. It's not everybody that's affording it. This is painful.
It is painful, Frank. Thank you so much for calling. Well, for what it's worth, there is free education for primary and secondary school students. Public education in Nigeria is free. I don't know about public secondary schools, but public primary education is definitely free in Nigeria. All the fees that are being paid in these schools are very, very minor, you know. In Lagos, at least, in Rivers State, at least, these things are free. We'll take a break. When we come back, let me tell you about excise duty on carbonated drinks. We've been getting more reactions to the government's decision to add 10 naira excise duty on carbonated drinks. Soft drinks, minerals. We'll talk about that after the break. Don't go away. Silly. And like I said before the break, we've been getting more reactions to the government's decision to add a 10 naira excise duty on mineral soft drink. The FG says the decision has two benefits. First, it will grow the government's revenue. Second, it will make people drink fewer carbonated drinks, which would lead to better health outcomes. Because remember that these drinks usually contain high levels of sugar, which can contribute to health challenges like obesity. Now, as you can imagine, opinions are split. Different public health groups are in favor. This weekend, the Global Health Advocacy Incubator said that this is a good move that has worked in other countries like South Africa, like the United States. But you also have business groups that are opposing the move. So, for example, the Nigeria Employers Consultative Association, NECA, says that they are not in support of this new tax. They are an umbrella body for various employers of labor. And they've come out against the new tax. They agree that it will reduce consumption, quite all right. But they believe that reduction will be bad for business and the economy. NECA said that because of the pandemic and the dollar shortage, that businesses are already struggling to stay afloat. So they're afraid that adding this new tax will deal a heavy blow to bottling companies. They've also come out to oppose any further increase in VAT for the same reasons. Then, of course, there are those who wonder whether the 10 naira tax will even work at all. Because, I mean, think about it. Will a 10 naira increase in the price of soft drinks cause a significant number of drinkers to reduce the amount that they drink? Let's start there. That's my question for you. If you're a drinker of soft drinks, will the 10 naira increase in price make you stop? Because the goal here is to get you to reduce the amount of soft drinks you drink so that you can live a healthier life while also helping the government generate money, right? So if you're a drinker of soft drinks, will the 10 naira increase in price make you stop? Will it make you reduce the number of drinks you take? Or will you not even notice that there's a 10 naira increase? 0700-993-993-993. Talk to me about our first story as well. 11-year-old boy killed by his oga. He was an apprentice in a gas shop. 1,000 naira was missing. They couldn't find it. And so he was accused of stealing it. And he was beat to death with a wire. He was beat until 1 a.m. in the night. And my question from that story is why things like this continue to happen. What is it about our culture, the way that our society works, that makes people so willing to brutalize children, that makes them do that kind of thing and get away with it? And then we talked about cult clashes, gang clashes here in Lagos over the weekend. And my question with that story is, why is gang activity so widespread, so open in Lagos? Why are they overrunning neighborhoods? Why is it so frequent? Is there anything that can be done differently to tackle it? Then talk to me about this 10 naira on your soft drinks. Will it make a difference to you for as a consumer? I'm looking at Tunisians rejoicing at this hour match because the replay is on my screen and I'm vexing afresh. But anyways, let's stay on the big weekend. Also, talk to me about the policy itself, about the health sector supporting it, you know. So you have the health sector supporting this 10 naira thing and you have the business sector opposing it. It's kind of like I beg to differ. Which reminds me, Lagos, we're about to announce our call for auditions for the next edition of I Beg to Differ. So keep listening closely to Nigeria Info so that you or your child can know when I blow the whistle for you to start. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01465-7190. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Good afternoon. I want to be anonymous.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. My opinion is that the 10 naira increase will not make any difference.
Okay.
Why? I'm into the hospitality industry.
Okay.
Every day you find out that the cost of beer, I wouldn't mention their names because of that.
Thank you.
Keep swearing her every day.
Okay.
The beginning of last year, we sold one that is being produced at the KBR here.
Okay.
I think 250. Before the end of that year, it rose to 350.
Hmm.
And people were consuming it.
Okay.
So they were just looking for what is 10 naira? Hmm. These are the government that collects VAT on drinks, collect consumption tax, 5% on drinks in the hotel and hospitality industry.
Okay.
All this 10 naira.
Okay.
And you find out that all these are double taxation. You now find out that now when we are going to be paying 10 naira on carbonated drinks, which we sell in the hotel and hospitality industry, you see another burden to us, for God's sake. And we have logistics in terms of payment to take care of. They are just stifling this business environment for us. And they are not giving us tax money. They are not contributing anything. And I rest my case. We are frustrated, honestly. That's the only thing.
Anonymous, thank you very much for calling. Anonymous doesn't think it will make much of a difference. 99.3, sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Comrade Dike Chukwu from Otafam.
Good to have you on the show.
And I'm happy, which everybody know, and which I will not mention their name. 350 in a bar. I'm talking in a hotel. Sister, you see that son, they will run.
Mm.
He will run and come back.
Okay.
And see, by the time we start making out what somebody do in child or in Omoisha, that time we start talking. Are you hearing me?
Okay.
I support Mr. Frank this afternoon. Concerning the issue of
which one? Gang violence in Lagos?
And it will not become violent. Because another one. Certificate for lawmakers. And we have right to ask for the certificate of my lawmakers. And see, what is this thing different today? What is this thing? Shebe, I told you last year, say, these people are not for me and you. You can say, I can't ban them out. I know this. Is it what is happening? That me and you don't have right to ask for the certificate of a person that wants to rule me. I said, I'm hearing you.
I'm hearing.
We have right. We can teach you. We can teach. We can teach to the to God.
Okay.
Yes. We can see them to court, yes.
Okay.
I see. Concerning Okoye, hello?
I'm hearing.
Concerning Okoye, I'm telling you, Okoye rekindled my heart BP. he wanted to break another person's leg. And let me tell you, don't follow sentiments. I know they never come. It is red card. I'm a sponsor that it's red card.
Okay.
But this, they were, Iwobi was busy passing to Moses, which Tunisia have marked out. Are you hearing me?
Okay.
Tunisia was busy running like Okada. For which I support with my life, still support him. Even the second time I'm talking to you, he told that the whole Tunisia players are having COVID. He is not technically and tactically change his tactics. And he was telling me this morning, say, how can he change tactics? You can change tactics from 5-4-1 to 4-4-3. If they bring 4-3-3, you can change your tactics too. 5-4-1, depending on what the opening to bring to the table.
Okay.
Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you.
So I have supported him if they want to talk about it. When the nation said that Jesus Pilate and the Jesus Pharaohs, when the warm side, when they don't sack in three places that he's standing, make the nation say he qualifies for World Cup because get out of the vest, so get out of the vest.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling, Ikechukwu. 99.3, hello. God, all right. So let's go to WhatsApp and take a look at some of the messages that we've got there. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Sandra, thank you for bringing this story about gang clashes in Lagos up because other media houses are not discussing it. Obi from VI with that message there. Sandra, this issue of gang clash in Lagos is a big thing. Chukwudi addressed this issue at a time. I believe the government is not doing enough to curb this mess. Dele Owolade from Ebutemeta with that message there. Sandra, I think the question is, why did the gang battle start after several political ambition declaration by a class of Lagosians? The violence is everywhere. Ebutemeta, Orile, Dumota, and it's spreading. Lagos State have made thugs a part of governance. Everyone now depends on the public purse and the efforts of private citizens to survive. Why not reach these guys' skills to take their minds off the streets? It's pathetic. We vote for people who hold us hostage with miscreants. That's a message from Ajulujuku. Ajulujuku, thank you very much. Sandra, talking about underage abuse, in my area in Olodia Papa, there's a brothel that has a girl of under 15 working as a sex hawker. Okay, I'm going to contact you, Anonymous, for more information on this particular story. We've got Mickey from Ikorodu who says, those gang fights cannot stop because of the people. Okay, you're making strong allegations there and you did not offer proof, so I'm not going to read that on air. Soft drink producers have already increased their prices by 50%. Soft drink was increased from 100 naira to 150 naira. But for me, I am done with soft drinks. Adewale with that message there. Sandra, 10 naira will not stop people from buying soft drinks. However, you know, if government adds 10 naira, the vendors, mostly retailers, will add 15 naira because they don't sell things that will make them find change. It will also not solve the obesity problem. All right. Thanks for your message. You didn't leave your name, but thank you very much for getting in touch. Biodun says, Sandra, the way poverty is going on in this country, many of such apprentices and poor innocent children are bound to keep experiencing the same. Why won't cultists fight in the open for hours without police intervention? They are the boys of the politicians, and any attempt to stop them could lead to their political failure. Didn't you hear about how hands of motorists who refuse handing over their valuables fast were being caught in traffic last week? In fact, reports says these hands were put inside wheelbarrow and carried along with their operation. Megacity indeed. Pyodung, Jesus Christ, I did not hear about that. This happened in Lagos last week? People's hands were getting cut off? I didn't hear that, oh. Ah. Eh? Hmm. All right. Let's take one final call and then we'll bring you our final story on today's big weekend. Don't forget, on the big weekend, we'll bring you all the big stories that broke over the weekend and we let you share your thoughts on those stories. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Olumuyiwa from my dear.
Welcome.
Sometimes we don't pick our call. We thought we are ignoring the call.
How can... Hey! Hey, sorry, yeah? Call back if you can. But that's my cue to round up the big weekend with a look at the Electoral Act. Now, as you know, each chamber of the National Assembly has passed their own version of the Electoral Act Amendment Bill. So now the next step is to harmonize the bills and send them to President Buhari to assent or veto. They've both removed the contentious clause on compulsory direct primaries, but now there's a new clause bringing controversy. It's a change to Section 31, Subsection 5, which describes who can go to court to challenge the credentials of a candidate. Right now, the clause reads, quote, any person who has reasonable grounds to believe that any information given by a candidate in the affidavit or any document submitted by that candidate is false may file a suit against such a person seeking a declaration that the information contained in the affidavit is false, end quote. So that's what is contained in the current Electoral Act. But the new language that the National Assembly has put in now says, quote, any aspirant who participated in the primaries of his political party, who has reasonable grounds to believe that any information given by his political party's candidate in the affidavit or any document submitted by that candidate in relation to his constitutional requirements to contest the election is false, may file a suit, end quote. So if passed, this clause will remove the power from the general public and give it solely to the aspirants themselves. Remember last week I was telling you to focus. Now, those who support this change say that it's not a big deal. After all, if the winner of a primary has wrong credentials, her opponents, whom she defeated, will be very happy to go to court to get her disqualified. They can still do that under this new amendment, but now the number of nuisance suits by all comers will be reduced. But those who oppose this change say that, first of all, every voter is negatively affected by aspirant fraud, not just other aspirants. Second of all, they say that the losing aspirants in a primary cannot be trusted to approach the courts if they believe that it's against the party's interests. Because let's say that the candidate wins the general election. At that point, the losers in her primary may feel like if they go to court, the party will end up losing the seat. So it's better to just manage her. And now, based on this new rule, even the flag bearers from the opposing parties will not be able to challenge her qualifications. So that's the debate right now, and I want to know which side you're on. Do you think that this is a good idea or a bad idea? That the only people who can challenge this are the aspirants in their party who participated in the primaries. If you think it's a bad idea, do you think it should be removed now? Or do you think removing it now would jeopardize the passing of the amendment? And so we should just manage it for now, then come back to it at a later time. What do you think? Women call us on 01465-7190. Men call us on 0700-993-993-993. You can talk about all the stories if you want to, or you can talk about some of the stories if you want to. We've got, you know, so many stories here. We've talked about a businessman accused of torturing his apprentice to death over 1,000 naira. We've talked about gang clashes on Lagos Island. We've talked about the 10 naira excise duty on carbonated drinks. We just talked about a new clause in the Electoral Act Amendment Bill. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Buchi. I'm coming from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Buchi.
This thing you just said now scattered my head. I didn't know when I picked up my phone and started dialing this number. I'm telling you, Nigerians, we should reject this. There is nothing like at a later date.
Hmm.
We all know that there is no later. If it's passed now, only God knows when we're going to change it. So we are going to stand up. Everybody, tell somebody, tell the next person there is a fraud going on. Hmm. We are going to stand up and we vehemently resist this satanic attempt. It is a satanic attempt.
Hmm.
Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you very much for calling us, Buchi. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Sandra, good afternoon and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Good afternoon.
All from Egbeda.
Welcome.
Sandra, this is suicidal.
Which
tomorrow way? Somebody will tell me to go and vote. What is the sense of voting? This elite does not want Nigeria to work. Nigerians should rise. This is what requires protest now. If we want the future of this country to be good, it is now that we will stand up to tell the elite, enough is enough. There is nothing like later or tomorrow. It must be done now. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is David from Beshoriade.
Welcome, David.
These politicians, they are just behaving like a brute, as if they don't have the understanding of what they are doing. They are trying to buy time. They are not interested in that electoral bill to be signed into law.
Okay.
So they are giving the president another excuse that he's not going to sign it again.
Mm.
They know what they are doing. Just like all the callers have said, does what they have, the clause they have added now, does it make any sense? It does not. So at the end of the day, the president will now say he's on the side of Nigerians. He cannot sign the bill again. They know what they are doing. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling us. David, on WhatsApp, Emmanuel says, Sandra, forget about gangsters in Lagos. They know who formed them. Lagos should expect more of them. All right, Emmanuel. Anybody should be able to challenge, but the challenge should have a time frame, especially not before election. But again, we have really slow court operations. Let's do jurisdiction type cases. No political case involving a state where the case is should go to any court outside the state or to any judge outside the state. Fred with that message there. Fred also says that must we go to court to seek clarification on educational qualification? Can they just openly verify people's educational declaration of political office holders? University of XYZ, how far? Is it true or not? Agency XYZ, is it true or not? He also says, Fred also says, it is retailers that will bleed the pockets of consumers with this 10-hour thing. You know, even the producers try to make the cost lower by changing the different sizes. Now, bottle is the lowest price. They will just jump the plastic prices to rounded figured 200 naira from the general 150 average. All right. Thank you very much for sending your message in, Fred. 10 naira increase will not solve any problem. They're just looking for more ways to generate more money into their pockets. Imagine how much that will amount to in a year over every soft drink available in the market. This government shock. Julius from Uganda says, well, Nigeria is not the first market to do this. Like I said, South Africa has done this. United States has done this. And the reason they do this is, number one, to generate revenue. Number two, to help people cut down on the amount of dangerous sugar that they're consuming. We've got more messages on WhatsApp, so let's take a look. Sandra, is the government thinking at all? Since when has the government started thinking that we are thinking about we Nigerians. When COVID-19 started and there was lockdown, this government didn't help us in any way. But when it comes to collecting money, they know how to fix money in carbonated drinks and lie that it's for the good health of Nigerians. They should be ashamed of themselves as a government. Miolensky from Akute with that message. Okay. Sandra, my name is Fakfil. Of Lagos, carbonated drink is 180 naira already and 200 naira in some places. We have the smaller bottles which used to sell for 50 naira before. They've rolled them out and they sell for 100 naira now. Government adds 10 naira, vendors skyrocketed. All right. Thank you very much for your message. Let's go back, come back to the phone lines. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hello. Alex, my name is Consule.
Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
I'm in traffic.
All right. Park your car and call us, eh? We've got an anonymous message here. It says, these stories of children's beatings will continue to happen because we do not enforce justice in this country. Also, the gangs are having a free-for-all in Lagos and elsewhere because the governments turn a blind eye to their activities. All right. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Namdi. Happy New Year.
Namdi, Happy New Year.
I'm a first-time caller.
I'm glad you called today. Why did you call today?
The story that I had really touched me concerning that little boy that died.
Yeah.
In the hands of his master.
Yeah.
Yeah, one thing I will say is that some things like this happen because some people don't have the fear of God.
Okay.
Because the Bible says we should love our neighbor as we love ourselves.
Okay.
I don't see any reason why somebody should beat up somebody's child to death because of 1,000 naira. And another thing again is that it is high time that parents should take the responsibility of entering into agreement with any master, okay, apprentice master, stating what will be the guideline of what the master should do to their child, and the boundaries, so that there will be guidelines, so that the master will not go out of the boundary and the kid that child. Then concerning the 10 naira this thing, excise duty on drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Very soon, it will be added to crayfish and the pepper. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Ain't nobody doing that. But that's all the time we have. Okay, no, hold on. I can take a break and come back and take more calls. So we have a break coming up in a few seconds. Then the break is like 1 minute long. So I can come back and take a few more calls and then we will call it a wrap on today's show. We've got a message here. Sandra, this cult clash at Island is as a result of NURTW dominance. These guys collecting this levy are either members of one or the other groups. Therefore, power tussle seems to exist more because of this. Also, on the 10 naira levy, this will further increase the cost of drinks. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili Lagos. You're listening to The Big Weekend on Hard Facts. Don't go away. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We talked about a businessman accused of torturing his apprentice to death over 1,000 naira. We talked about gang clashes on Lagos Island over the weekend. We talked about the 10 naira excise duty on carbonated drinks. And then we talked about a new clause in the Electoral Act Amendment Bill allowing only aspirants from the same party during primaries to challenge the credentials of candidates. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You've got 60 seconds. What's your name?
Eze, calling from Odogbologun.
Eze, you've got 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, you see, this is our Nigeria. The government need to create some laws that will be guiding mostly our children. The way of abusing children in this country now is getting too high. Many of them are suffering, dying in silence. Their father and their mother join hands together and send them out. So look at that issue of that boy, 1,000. Now, where is the 1,000 that will take human lives? It's too terrible.
It is indeed. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Good afternoon,
ma'am. What's your name? Sorry about that. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
Okay, Olumuyiwa.
Welcome back. Go ahead.
Three things to say quickly. The first one is that 10 naira. I keep on saying that I work in the building industry. You see, cement before the lockdown was 1,750. Now it's about 4,500 naira. Like last month in a meeting, even Dangote declared that he has made a profit of 976 billion naira. In a country where we are hungry, increase the fuel and cement. So government now wants to increase our sorrow. And the more the government increasing, the more we are laughing and continue to enjoy it. In conclusion, those people that are fighting in Ireland, they are fighting because of the summer. You see, in Adesoya here now, if you carry this wheelbarrow, they will collect money 200 naira. If you carry anything now, just carry silly fans. Let those guys in my area now see you with ordinary silly fans or maybe radio, small radio, you will pay. So Lagos State government, they have officially legalized these people we are seeing. And they make billion. There was a time last year they said they have made billion. I don't know whether it's in the month.
Yeah, it was on the show that we talked about that. Unfortunately, Olumuyiwa, I have to go. It's 4 o'clock. We've got the business news coming up. When that's done, we'll bring you more AFCON coverage. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. It's looking like we've got time. It's looking like we've got time on the other side of 4 o'clock. We'll see. We'll see if we do have time on the other side of 4 o'clock. If we do, I'll come back on and you and I can talk about all of these things in more detail. But Wenga is here with the news at 4 o'clock. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. Lagos, don't go away.
It's 4 o'clock.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.